Today I'll sing the praises of a much maligned and misunderstood plant, a true wallflower who often waits on the sideline while the most popular plants at the garden party have a host of eager gardeners wanting to take them home. Today I'll talk about the wonderful features of solidago, or goldenrod. Now, before you start running for your allergy pills, you need to know that goldenrod has for years been accused, tried, and found guilty when this good and true plant has been innocent of all charges. Trust me on this, goldenrod does not cause hay fever. This noble perennial presents so many positives, all the while being shunned as a pariah plant. In fact, I had a hard time coming up with any written information when I decided it was time to right the wrong and put solidago on its proper pedestal. But what I did find proves that it's time for all of us who love gardening to give goldenrod a chance in the perennial bed. Just listen to this list of good qualities, and I know you'll agree with me that goldenrod is nothing to be sneezed at. It comes in two sizes, dwarf and standard, but no matter which you choose, you'll get a compact, bushy plant that ranges in height from 2 feet for the dwarf to up to 5 feet for the standards. Goldenrod isn't a roadhog. It spreads gradually and after 3 or so years can be divided for additional plants to give to your envious friends. Its name and color tells you that it has a sunny disposition. It appreciates good soil and a hearty drink every so often, but the dwarf version, once established, is quite drought-tolerant. And finally, there are the blooms to consider. The rich golden-yellow starbursts atop leafy green foliage is truly garden eye candy. The texture is frothy, fluffy, yet filled with substance. In my garden, the mass of sunshine stands out, backed by stiff and steadfast purple coneflower and white clouds of yarrow. The yellow plumes last for days and stand up to our prairie winds, then begin toasting to brown as they beg to be included in an autumn dried flower arrangement. My library references to goldenrod listed as a late summer or autumn blooming plant, and that's probably why it gets a bad rep for causing allergic reactions. It blooms at the same time of year as ragweed, which is most likely the cause of many seasonal respiratory problems. Ragweed pollen is spread through the air as it blows around in the wind. The sticky, heavy pollen of goldenrod is only transported by insects. I would argue with the folks who say goldenrod blooms signal the end of summer, because in the many years my garden has sported goldenrod, it's bloomed in late June or early July. Maybe our record heat and wind accelerate solidago's growing season. Whatever the reason, the blooms can't get here fast enough to suit me. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, after weighing the evidence presented, I know you will join me in reversing the injustice done to glorious goldenrod. Add it to your garden plans for the coming year, and if you have trouble finding it in your neighborhood garden center, contact me at HPPR, and I'll tell you where you can find a pot of goldenrod at the end of the rainbow.